now entering a new forum to discuss reality, not illusion. Welcome to UFO Encounters Live with your Watchman of the Night Skies, Ronnie McMullen.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another edition of UFO Encounters Live, and I'm your host, Ronnie McMullen. Tonight, I have a wonderful guest. She's been on the show before, Laura Magdalene Eisenhower. Laura is a galactic historian, a global alchemist, a cosmic mythologist, ascension guide, and is the great-granddaughter of Dwight D. Eisenhower. She's on a profound mission to reveal our true origins connected with the Magdalene and Gaia Sophia energies of love and wisdom, and works to liberate us from the military-industrial complex, the alchonic systems of false power and structures. These forces connect many dots that are coming into our awareness, now more than ever, as our solar system aligns with the galactic plane in 2011 and 12. While residing and traveling independently in cities in the U.S. and abroad, she developed an excellent knowledge base in frontier health, exopolitics, alchemy, metaphysics, and ancient history, and also has degrees and certifications in science, wilderness expedition leadership, and natural healing and building. Tonight, we're going to talk about the Mars Project, the Greta Treaty, and much, much more. So, pin your ear to the speaker. Here we go. My guest, Laura Magdalene Eisenhower. Laura, welcome to UFO Encounters Live. How you doing?
I'm great. Good to be here.
It's very good to have you. We have a lot to talk about. I hope we can pound it in this hour because you're a very interesting and unique individual. You have the last name Eisenhower, which means what? Great granddaughter to Dwight D. Eisenhower, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
But how is that living that way? I mean, it's kind of, he was a very important president. What is that like?
I mean, it's interesting. Since I was a young kid, I've been, I guess, processing my own particular mission and path, and then seeing, why in the Eisenhower family, what is my role here? What can I possibly do with this? And so it led me into really understanding the deeper layers of the military-industrial complex and what's really been, kept from us about ETs and UFOs and government treaties. And it actually ties into my mission and what I'm here to do in the sense of exposing the truth and also raising our frequency and our consciousness beyond these hidden agendas so that we can have our sovereignty and freedom. And so it's, in a sense, completing Eisenhower's legacy and some intentions he wasn't able to carry forth. And so I guess the answer is it's been quite a ride, and it's never ending, and it's a 24/7 thing, connecting dots and yeah.
Well, a lot of people, I don't know, our listeners, I think most of them are educated, but Dwight D. Eisenhower, the 34th president, 1953 to 1961, and something very unique happened under his watch, and it is told that the Greta Treaty that happened February 20th, 21st, 1954, okay, he actually had a meeting at Murdoch, which is now Edwards Air Force Base, and he had a meeting with extraterrestrials. Is that a truth in your book? Or obviously you weren't there, but I'm just saying, is that something that you have found that is true? Because there's quite a few whistleblowers and there's quite a few witnesses that have come out to say, yes, I was at that meeting and it was a truth. What do you think about that?
Well, I don't have any information from family members. And so delving into this topic has been a very personal journey. Also lining up to some experiences that I had that helped me to see some of this hidden stuff. Definitely connecting with whistleblowers. And so I can't dispute it at all because it makes sense to what I understand about our galactic history. It all lines up in a lot of ways, but there's so much more to the story than I think we've heard.
Correct.
And so, yes, I feel that there's a lot of truth to that, but it's important to just get the whole story. And kind of like archaeology, we put our pieces together. We don't have all of it, but I do my best with my intuition to fill in those empty spaces. And when I present, I try and really tell and convey what I believe to be true, and it does include that particular incident you mentioned.
Well, it looks like, and I don't know, but I watched President Eisenhower in some of his films, and it looks like something happened to him, and he actually wanted to warn the people. That's the feeling I get. Now, I could be wrong about that, but it's almost like he did something, met with somebody, something happened, and then he started talking about the industrial complex. So now, obviously, we know that presidents have their hands tied a lot, and they know certain things, and because they're the president, they think, well, maybe I can change this and do something, which really isn't true. They're usually just a puppet for a bigger type of audience. It looks like something happened, and he wanted to warn because he made a comment about the industrial complex, the military-industrial complex, and how it basically had huge teeth and claws. So do you think that, and I also heard that one of the first meetings he had was a meeting that said maybe with the Nordics that was a peaceful meeting and they wanted technology now. And that doesn't necessarily mean that he turned them down, but maybe the bigger masters turned it down so that they could get the technology off the grays. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, the ones that are really pulling the strings are the ones that don't have famous names that we hear about. That's all sort of in secrecy. And actually, these treaties originated with Crowley, Churchill, and Hitler. And to get more information on that, I would go to energeticsynthesis.com. There's some really valid information there. And actually, it went to Roosevelt and then Truman, setting up these three-letter organizations, and then by the time Eisenhower came along, the teeth-chomping agendas were already at play. And so supposedly the first encounter was with the positive ETs, and he wanted to introduce this concept gradually to the public, but then it got hijacked by the second encounter where there was a manipulation and they didn't stick to the agreement. And we have to understand that after wartime, you know, the mentality is, you know, very much about protection. And when you're in a human body, different than sort of you being able to observe the larger picture with technologies like time travel and teleportation, there's a big manipulation happening and the ability to actually distort documents and information. So what we get isn't necessarily, you know, the truth, because whistleblowers have actually said that a group called Ultra were behind these treaties, but they used him as a scapegoat. Now, the telling factor about Eisenhower's character is that beings from Venus during the administration came along, and he put them in the Pentagon for 3 years at VIP status and wanted to assist them in their mission to help humanity. And it got shut down by the shadow government. So there was a lot of stress he was under. There was definitely an attempt to warn us, especially once he saw that he couldn't really bypass what happened with the second treaty, with the Granada Treaty that you mentioned, and recognized, you know, that some real danger was starting to grow. Yeah. And the presidential powers were not really in his hands at all.
Do you think he figured out during his presidency that, you know, a lot of times, I mean, he was a war hero, and do you think that they figure out once they get to presidency that they're kind of going to be maybe the big cheese, and when they get into that position, they realize that they're not a cheese at all? Do you think that happened to him?
Yeah, I mean, I think the attempt was to, you know, control him, just like they do with, you know, any president. And it was wonderful on his part that he wanted to assist the beings from Venus and then warn us about the military-industrial complex, because it has given us enough to look back on to be able to really understand what's been happening. When you see people like Phil Schneider and William Cooper, you know, being killed for the information that they shared, you know, about what happened during that time, you know, I can imagine that there were a lot of threats. I mean, he had 8 heart attacks, 4 in his administration and 4 afterwards. Mm-hmm. And there was an interview Richard Dolan did with somebody named Anonymous that talks a lot about what happened during that time.
Yeah.
And about how he did want to invade Area 51 once he knew that after, you know, the second group of extraterrestrials visited with him, that they were not out for our best interests.
Well, the rumor has it too that when Kennedy served, one of the reasons that he was assassinated was because he was going to bring the UFO extraterrestrial to light and let people know what was really going on and our involvement with that. And there was a big no-no on that. So, and we still see that today, do we not?
Right. And that's why I speak out. And that's why I do my best to cover what we haven't really had the chance to understand to the best of my ability. Because, you know, the numbers need to grow. And, you know, we can't really fear death. We have to protect ourselves.
I agree. I noticed that there are some out there promoting disclosure. disclosure, but really that disclosure is more secrecy. And do you find that you think that this information soon, hopefully, you know, what is the word soon? I don't know. But do you think soon that it's going to come out what is really happening with the extraterrestrials, the technology that we have crossed over with from being connected to them? Or do you think it's still going to go under secrecy lines?
I think they're going to reveal it when it's too late and when we're already immersed in a transhumanism agenda that doesn't serve us at all, and it's going to be sugar-coated to look like it's going to assist us with all the problems that have been created from what's been hidden. And it's going to be a false sort of rescue. Here are these technologies to clean this or that up. Here's these technologies. And it's all, you know, a game that's been, you know, worked to, you know, create a disclosure that I don't fully trust. Disclosure's not going to come through the governments in the way that we are going to want to hear it. It's going to mask, you know, the real issue. And the disclosure has to come from the people. And it
Absolutely.
Has to come from our experiences and what we choose to do as individuals to get away from these false power structures and these negative alien agendas.
Right. If you're interested in Mars, you're going to want to stay tuned. We're going to be right back. Okay, here it is. Life Change T's commitment to excellence. Once again, Ronnie McMullen here, challenging you to a better lifestyle and health. On my radio show, I challenge people to think and act on good mental health, and this, in turn, promotes great physical health. Life Change T is a head start product to help aid your health and bring you your best life. And Life Change T doesn't taste like tea. It tastes great. So now, here's your holiday bonus. Buy now a 1 month supply and we'll give you 2 weeks for free. It's our holiday giveaway and it's the best sell of the year. Lose weight and feel great this holiday season. So order now. Call 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Remember, we love our customers, and our customers love our tea. GetTheTea.com. The show. My guest is Laura Magdalene Eisenhower, and again, great granddaughter to the late Dwight D. Eisenhower. He was our 34th president. Really, they're saying it's almost like 60 years ago that this was first contact with extraterrestrials with this so-called Greta Treaty. And it seems like the jury's still out. What really happened? Who did he really meet with? Did he meet with the good ones? Did he meet with the bad ones? Did he meet with both of them? You know? And it looks like to me, and again, I don't know. This is not something I'm heavily researched, but has done some research. It looks like when he found out his information, he got a little nervous and wanted to warn the people about what was going on. So obviously somewhere in the mix, maybe he talked or had communications with the so-called Greys. Now, we're talking about, I brought up the fact in the last segment about Mars. And I've had guests on the show that have talked that said, you know, we have had no connection with Mars. And I would like to ask you, do you think there has been any connection with Mars or the moon that you know of that is something that we need to know?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's something called Alternatives 1, 2, and 3. Anybody can Google it. Alternative 3, you know, had to do with establishing colonies off-planet, like Mars and the moon, and establishing underground bases. And what these alternatives represent are a rescue plan in the event of cataclysms. Now, we have to understand that most of these cataclysms are artificial, superstorms, things that we're hearing about more and more connected to chemtrails and HARP. And what I was starting starting to understand when I was getting privy to the whole Mars agenda by being recruited in 2006 is that they use these technologies to simulate an artificial timeline with a false rescue plan, and they create something called patriotic programming to get very well-intentioned people involved to believe that they're doing something to assist us. And the reason I was able to see through it is because I don't like the way that all this was presented to me. There was a lot of red flags, and I started to, you know, hear terms like handler and, you know, psychotronic weaponry, and, you know, and I knew that I was kind of a target, and none of this was done in a inviting sort of way. It was very manipulative.
Let me ask you this, Laura. Why did they target you?
Well, I mean, I hear all sorts of things. Some people, you know, who are associated with the group that recruited me, you know, said it had to do with bloodline. It also has to do with the work I do in connection with Gaia Sophia and the divine feminine energies, which are beyond, you know, a female figure. It's within men, of course, as well. And this has been suppressed for thousands of years for a specific reason. And, you know, a perfect example is seeing how Mother Nature is treated. Look at our oceans, look at our skies, right. Look at our soil. I mean, it's obvious that this planet is under attack, and it's a feminine energy. And it needs to be addressed. And so I've always been on board with this sort of mission since I was a kid, and I know that I've been targeted. And it all made sense when the Mars recruitment happened. And it was easy at that point to see through the manipulation, because I would easily say I was prepared to know how to handle it when it came about.
Now, when you say you were targeted, did they actually come out and tell you this is what we want to do? Because actually right now, it's called the Mars One Project. You're probably familiar with it. 100,000 people want to go to Mars and start this colony thing. It's really what you're talking about. Why, if this is, do you think this is some kind of, they have something else planned and they're trying to get people to, is this going to be a successful plan, or is this something that's under the drapes?
Well, I think, you know, like NASA, there's sort of the cover story, and then there's something hidden going on. And that's exactly what we get with the news and the false flags and everything we see in our world. So you never want to just see things on the surface. There wouldn't be a hidden Mars agenda. There wouldn't be a secret space program unless there was something else going on. I'm not here to make the Mars recruiters the bad guys, but I'm here to first stand for truth and be concerned about what's happening to Mother Earth. And so, yeah, if people want to go to Mars, great. But the secrecy and everything that's connected to it needs to come out of the woodwork so that people can make informed decisions.
Do you think this is really more of a, at least the Mars Project, do you think this is more of a mind control game than it is a real live, let's get transported to Mars?
I think that there's definitely that aspect of it. Bernard Mendez, who is a whistleblower, has brought in a lot of information about gray alien technology and a lot of simulated realities. And this connects to the artificial matrix and artificial timelines. They're able to simulate realities. They're able to siphon soul energy to fuel technologies to create holographic realities that
are. So are you saying that the matrix is more real than we think?
Well, they're making it look real. And so, and people think it's reality, and people have been immersed in this false matrix for thousands of years without really questioning it. But we're talking about technologies that can manipulate timelines, history, documents, religion, mythology. We're not getting the real story at all. And that's a part of the game. And you know, going to Mars, people have to understand the nature of Mars, the history of Mars, what happened with Maldek, what happened with the life on Mars in our ancient history, to really understand the full story.
But most people are kind of buried in their computer gadgets. So are they really aware? Do you think they're really aware? I mean, do you see as a whole, you do a lot of conferences, do you see as a whole tons and tons of people awakening and they're saying, hey, we want to get the truth out, and we understand that this is just a movie and blah, 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 blah? Or do you see it more as just a very few get it?
Well, I think everybody's got their foot, well, not everybody. Some beings have their foot in both worlds. I mean, the thing is, it's hard to have any of us come forward and say, this is the truth, this is the absolute truth. What's important is that we're all a part of the discussion, that we share our stories, we put the information together, and we just unite and figure this out. I think people are having more and more open minds, but at the same time, those that are really holding on to whatever programming or whatever resistance is are getting further and further away from the goal, and the goal is not just the truth, it's a deeper awakening on a spiritual level. And that's what's going to launch us into a much higher earth frequency and energy. You know, the truth can, or the information can really mess with people's heads. So the real goal is to share it enough to trigger the inner processing and the awakening from within, which will then allow the person to have discernment to put the dots together in a way that makes sense to them. But without one, the other never really works.
Do you find that when you go to these conferences that the awakening of the people is out of fear? Is it out of desire? Is it, what do you think is awakening them?
I think, you know, it's a multi kind of dimensional thing, the emotional body, the mental body, the fear triggers, and also just the need for hope. And I think people look around them and it's just like horrifying to see what's happening on the planet. And I think that brings the trigger of fear. But then, you know, because fear is not a destination, it has to serve the person to open their minds up to the truth. And the truth is a positive thing. The truth is all about our innate God-given abilities and our birthright.
But sometimes I watch the people that go towards the extraterrestrials, and it seems that they're just more about fear and, oh, how big were the beans? And in fact, a lot of the guests that come on my show, they'll say, you know, they really weren't interested in what was going on. They were interested in, well, how big was the bean? You know, does he drive a Corvette? I mean, they were interested in the wrong things. Do you find the same thing going on?
I see a lot of that. And it's the same sort of narrow view that we see in our society that, you know, social engineering, you know, helps promote. And, you know, there's a lot of disinfo and there's just a lot of attention on certain details that block a person from being able to see the larger picture, which we need to see in order to integrate the many aspects of ourselves that are somewhat fragmented. And it's our imbalance that allows us to be sort of preyed upon.
Yeah.
But the benevolent beings that are here to help us, you know, will help us if we step up and start to get in touch with what our own inner truth is.
We're going to take a break. Join us on the other half. You are listening to UFO Encounters Live. My guest is Laura Magdalene Eisenhower. Be right back.
If you would like to make contact with the host, email Ronnie at ufoshow@msn.com. And make contact.
Hi folks, Ronnie McMullen here, wanting to speak to you from my heart. For those of you that listen to my show, you know I'm candid with my words. I have never been so encouraged to endorse a product as I am now. The Natural Action Water Device from Structured Water Technologies. This little device structures your water and neutralizes chemicals so your water is pure natural. No filters, no gimmicks, and no electricity. Just simple biophoton energy. There's a lifetime warranty and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Thinking about water should be serious. Thinking about drinking water is deadly serious. There's too much information to put in this 60-second commercial, so log on to structuredwatertechnologies.com. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com. You can also click on the link at my website, RonnieMcMullenShow.com. Do the research and find out why this little water unit is changing the world. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com.
I realized quickly when I knew I should that the world was made up of this brotherhood of man, for whatever that means. Into a crisis sometimes when I'm lying in bed just to get it all out what's in my head. And I am feeling a little peculiar. Into a deep breath and I get real high and I scream from the top of my lungs, what's going on? And I say, hey, yeah, yeah, hey, yeah, yeah. I said, hey, what's going on? And I yeah. mission. And I pray, oh my God, do I pray? I pray every single day for revolution.
Welcome to the other side. You are listening to UFO Encounters Live. My guests, Laura Magdalene Eisenhower, and yes, Eisenhower. It's really interesting to have the great granddaughter of Dwight D. Eisenhower sitting in front of me. She's a wonderful lady and very bright, very positive person. I love that. I love that you're telling the truth, which is a lot of negative crap, but you're a very positive person. If you would, for people to go visit you, can you give your website?
It's cosmicgaiasophia.com.
So let's get into our current president. And I know you know a little bit, and this is maybe a little out of your field, but I want to bring it there. Andrew Bisciago, You know him, correct?
Yes.
They had the jump rooms, and he was a part of the jump rooms. And there is, I won't even say rumor, but there is strong evidence that one of the jumpers was Barry Satoru. Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
Many people don't know who Barry Satoru is, so maybe you can help me out here and describe who Barry Satoru is.
A.K.A. Barack Obama.
Now, here's the interesting thing that I found out. I was doing a little research, and the White House denies that the CIA, okay, ever sent, okay, or teleported Barack Obama to Mars. And of course they would. That's something they would do, but here's the question. Maybe they never did. Maybe they never teleported Barack Obama, but maybe they teleported Barry Satoru, a different name. Okay? We're having a name problem because one of the first presidents that really wasn't born in the United States, and meaning, you know, supposedly he was born in Hawaii, but this was a major struggle. So to me, if you even have a controversy about where your birthright is, then you kind of have to say, what's with that? You know, I mean, if somebody says, hey, where's Ronnie McMullen born? You know, it comes right up. But when all of a sudden you say, well, where's Barack Obama born? And all of a sudden, well, we think he's here. Nope, maybe he's over here. Nope, let's see, over here. So there's something to that. What is your thoughts on this? Do you think there is a huge hidden agenda behind Barack Obama that maybe no one knows?
Yep, and it's definitely something that we're all trying to figure out. I think some people, you know, based on, you know, their experience, like Andrew Bisciago, know a little bit more about it, and I don't have too many doubts about what he shares. But the thing is, you know, there's cloning technologies, there's all sorts of things, but Barack Obama has been associated with the name Barry Satoru by others in the past.
His picture comes up as a kid. Mm-hmm. And so it's interesting because it's not only Andrew Bisciago's talking about this or yourself, but William Stillings is talking about it. Bernard Mendez is talking about it. And there's even some rumor, and I think it's past rumor, but we'll just use rumor, that Ed Dames was involved in this as well.
Right. He was the one who was heading the Mars trainer training program. Yeah.
Okay. So some of these men have been to Mars, correct?
Yeah.
So if they've been to Mars and they're being teleported by this jump room, the rumor has it that a Barry Satoru was in this room as well.
Right. And so one just
has... How can you miss that?
Right. Exactly.
And how can you have... It's not just one person pointing the finger. It's not two people pointing the finger. It's not three people pointing the finger. So... Isn't there something to this?
Yes, there is. And if one thinks about the amount of contact that happened during the Eisenhower administration, and if people really, you know, look at what's been happening, you know, the assassination of Kennedy, and the fact that we are dealing with a mind control society, we have to understand that the position of presidency has become a CIA project. There's something secretive going on, no doubt, and that's why it's so difficult to trace these documents and to really get the truth. And there's other, you know, things at play that we need to think about as well, like cloning. I actually heard that some of my family members have been cloned and taken to Mars. Do I believe it? I have an open mind to it. I don't think this is a place that one can have fixed beliefs, but at this point, you know, we got to put it all out on the table.
Are you still connected to the Eisenhowers?
Oh yeah, I mean, family. I'm close to my family.
But you know, sometimes you can end up being a black sheep.
Totally. Well, I am the black sheep, but I'm still somehow loved. I love them. I think they're an incredible family. Dr. Dream, my partner's met them. Not Illuminati at all. I mean, it's a really down to earth, you know, group of people for sure.
So the family's not Illuminati.
Absolutely not. Okay. I mean, and believe me, if they were, I'd be blowing the whistle on it because that's just my nature. I didn't come here for any other reason but truth. I've gone through hypnoregression. I've gone through all sorts of ways to probe into my being to see if, you know, I'm telling the truth and to see if there's any mind control going on with me.
So is the Eisenhower family, are they, do they talk about some of the things that are going on, or is that something that you can't share?
Actually, they don't talk about these things that are going on. Nixon was very close to Valiant Thor. Eisenhower knew of Valiant Thor and the beings from Venus. I'm surprised that doesn't get talked about because that seems to be very positive. But I think this is a very difficult subject because this family, you know, has been very manipulated. And when I see what happened to me with the recruitment I went through in 2006, of course it was an attempted one, I was being played. I was told that this was to protect me and that I would be given a position of power and that I was this great leader. So imagine maybe the same thing happening to Eisenhower, the Rockefeller. Took him under his wing and pushed him into the presidency. So this is what happens with our great scientists and physicists that work for the shadow government and don't realize that they're doing and serving the dark
totally
agenda.
True.
So lots of well-intentioned people are getting played.
A lot of the scientists are thinking, okay, you're going to have this breakthrough and this is going to be good for the world, and they're totally lied to, and as soon as they use them, then they kill them.
Right, like Phil Schneider.
Exactly, exactly. So we have the same thing sometimes, I think, with presidents.
This particular family line, yes.
Now, to me, if we see like we've had quite a long time where there's not really been an assassination on a president or even a try, whatever. Does this mean that our presidents are just getting darker and darker? And you know what I mean? It's almost like the ones that had assassination attempts or actually went through it were good guys.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say Eisenhower and Kennedy were the last, you know, presidents that had their sensibility still. We're dealing with trauma-based mind control. We're dealing with all sorts of things, sleeper agents and people that are being triggered to play a dark role at the moments they want them to. But until then, they seem to be very sincere. And so that's where we get played. We see these people speak. We see their speeches. A lot of people were supporting Clinton because he seems so genuine. And there's a whole mess of stuff connected to him and Hillary that I don't even want to start to get into.
Oh, no, so, we don't want to go there.
So we got to understand trauma-based mind control, multi-generational abuse, and really to understand that these people aren't in possession of themselves anymore. And Barack, you know, could easily be one of those.
Well, that was where I was going. Do you think that, it's interesting, it's not called healthcare anymore. It's called Obamacare. And to me, I really don't care about having Obama care for me. You know, no disrespect to him, but he has a hard time taking care of himself. So to me, I don't really want to give him my life. But it's interesting how we call it Obamacare. Do you think the Obamacare Health Care Provision Act is all a big circus because something else is going on? In other words, you know, when the Clinton, he had his little affair in the White House, but something huge was going on in the back scenes with China and with weapon systems. So to me, are we all focused on Obamacare and Mr. Presidency losing his groundwork as a president because something else big is going on that we don't know about? Do you think there is?
I feel that's always the case. And I've basically abandoned having any connection to, you know, the government because of it. My care is, you know, tapping into spiritual abilities, being my own healer, and taking full responsibility for myself and not having any dependency whatsoever on the government, because I know this is all cover stuff. I know there's a deeper game being played, and it's always been this way, and it's just gotten worse. And so I just choose to step away.
I believe in government, but not our government.
Right.
And this is where I think we need leaders.
Right.
I think we need people with integrity that are about, you know, we'll call him a king. We need a king that's about the people, that he looks upon the people and he says, we need to do this for the people, and he's willing to lay his life down for that act.
And
unfortunately, we have nothing even remotely close to that. We haven't for who knows how many decades.
And that's what I'm trying and working on, sort of rebuilding in our own way, you know, us the people and those that are coming together at these conferences and doing radio shows that are taking the initiative to be our own authority and to live the example and to walk the walk, be the leaders, because it helps to wake other people up to who they truly are so that we can all connect, because oneness to me is diversity and harmony. I'm not against government, but yes, this one has completely gone down the tubes and it's going to take a lot to rehabilitate it. And when I start to see signs that it's actually happening, then I'll put my attention back on it. Until then, I'll be exposing everything that's going on that I know.
I think there is a small fragment element of change going on in our government. I mean, it's so small, it's a grain of sand, but I think there is, because there are people that are, they're coming out, I do see some people awakening saying, hey, this healthcare system is crap. And I'm seeing people say, you know, Congress is doing this and the Senate is doing that, and they're not good things. So I do think we've got a turn going on. But the thing that I'm looking at is when I see a president throw a fit because he doesn't get what he wants, I think we've hit the bottom of the barrel.
Right. And you're absolutely correct. There's a lot of intel wars going on. There's a lot of really, really, really good people that are doing their best on our behalf.
Yes.
And those are the people I support. I support the whistleblowers. I support the good in all, even Obama.
Yes.
But at this point, what's being presented to us is the part I reject. The rest of
yes.
it, I'm championing.
Yes. Yes.
Absolutely, like, you know, on the side of that. I'm not one to walk away, but it's just important that we pull out everything and look at it for what it is.
Do you think we are being influenced right now, Laura, by an extraterrestrial force that is a positive manner, or do you think we're being influenced by a negative manner?
Absolutely both. There's a negative alien agenda. There's no way in hell anybody can convince me of otherwise. And there's many, many benevolent forces out there, beings actually from other universes that have come to assist us. But they're not going to come and do the work for us. We have to step up and be assisted, just like we have to step up our health for our immune system to work for us. We can't just expect something to happen without us first taking the step. This planet's an organism,
yes.
and we're in duality, and we're dealing with both parasitic influences and highly beneficial healing influences that'll help us to remember who we are. We want to avoid the ones that are trying to control us and tell us what to do, though.
Do you think a divine intervention is happening, going to happen? I don't think it has happened, or we wouldn't be in such a world of hurt. But do you think there's a divine intervention that's either coming or is in the process right now of taking place?
I think it's all coming through us, because for me, what I feel is that the shift comes from within, and then it spreads to the collective and it raises the vibration of the planet. Divine intervention comes from our awakening, comes from us being conscious of what we're enabling in our world and what we are empowering, and we have to take the step. And what the intervention is understanding, you know, true Christ consciousness and what the goddess energy is all about, not through the way that it's been presented to us, but in a way that helps us to identify it within the self so that we can begin to expand upon these energies and create a healing effect. To me, the unified field in our spiritual oneness is the immune system of the planet, and we have to increase that in order for everything else to fall away.
Well, when I was reading about the treaty, the greater treaty that your great-grandfather was possibly a part of, I noticed some interesting things. Some of the people that went to that meeting were huge leaders. There was a leader that went that was, you know, with the media, and then another interesting leader was a Catholic leader, a religious leader, very high on the totem pole, won't give names. My point to this is, does this give some essence to the fact that religion is a part of the bad guy?
The underbelly of the Vatican is pretty darn dark. And the sad part is, when I share information like this, I'm not trying to harm anybody that's connected to these things, because there are incredibly well-intentioned people
yes.
that are a part of the government, a part of religion. But you got to look at the underbelly and start to understand that you can still have the integrity and the ideals and principles, but you can remove yourself from the forces that are playing you and distorting the information that you know, has been, you know, existing for so long. And that's the thing. Most of humanity has a beautiful heart, has such a good heart, and we all want the same thing, but we have to understand what we're connected to, because the leaders and the ringleaders or the shadow government and the Illuminati, you know, are enabling a will of off-planet entities that have a particular agenda that's been in the works for thousands and thousands of years. This is very ancient and old. So anybody who thinks the treaty started with Ike needs to start to rewind pretty far.
It goes a lot further than that. I mean, when you're looking at a historic painting of Mary with baby Jesus and a spaceship's in the background, you have to think something's up. You know, that kind of gives you an idea this did not start with your great-grandfather.
Right, and we need to understand, you know, Hyperborea, Atlantis, and Lemuria, and that ancient history, and not, you know, just say it's legend or myth, or the mythologies that are connected to our soul journey.
Well, it's interesting, too, because the new fad in UFOs is ancient aliens. Notice the word, ancient, okay? So I think that's interesting. Just another spin, of course, is to get people to understand. But do you think, and we just got a few seconds here, but do you think the spiritual aspect of what's going on is starting to get into the people? In other words, they're saying, hey, this is farther than just a UFO ET agenda. This is something spiritual, maybe light versus dark. Do you think there's any truth to that?
Well, absolutely. And that's actually what I speak about. My hope is that people will start to like put all the dots together, integrate everything, understand how all this links to each other, and not to just hit your wall and stop, and just to keep expanding, because this is all about our spirituality. Yeah. This is all about duality right now and coming into unity yeah. consciousness.
Yes.
And that's what the Tree of Knowledge is about.
Yes.
But knowledge has been targeted with mind control.
My guest, Laura Magdalene Eisenhower. We will be right back for the fourth segment. Don't go away. Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Being the voice for Life Change Tea has been exciting. Hearing the thousands of testimonies over 5 years has been breathtaking. Tears of joy from people feeling better from just drinking this now famous tea. They get new products occasionally, but Life Change Tea by far is their best seller. They receive thank yous and blessings almost every day. Oh yeah, and once in a while, a grump. But they can't help it. They'll just keep putting forth a great product and a positive message. If your health is poor, and you truly are serious about getting better, you need Life Change Tea. Clean water, food, and air has all changed. It's not what it used to be. So order now, 928-308-0408. Call 928-308-0408. Or log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. If you want health, you want Life Change Tea. That's getthetea.com. Welcome to the last segment of UFO Encounters Live, and of course my guest is Laura Magdalene Eisenhower, and we've had some conversation, Laura. This has been very good, and I've thoroughly enjoyed this. One of the things I want to ask you, and we kind of touched on this in an earlier segment, but your family, and we have some outside interference, but we'll be all right here. With the family, and they're seeing what's going on with the White House, and it's very possible, as we talked about, that the Obamacare, as we call it, is really some kind of show, and there's something else happening in the background. Now, your family, and you're very connected to your family, are they seeing the things that are going on with this administration, and are they on board, or are they like some of these other congressmen and senators that are saying, you know, what is going on? I mean, I'm finding in the news, even people that are in the White House, that are in administration, are saying, what is happening here? We are breaking down. We are turning into a wet taco. Is your family seeing this, and maybe others?
I'm definitely sensing that they are. I know that they have humanity's best interests at heart. And, you know, we're dealing with compartmentalism in the government. We're dealing with, you know, all sorts of people that don't get the full picture, with just little tidbits coming out and just a lot of discrediting of those people that are bringing the truth out. And, you know, there's a lot of confusion. And I can tell that, you know, something's bubbling beneath the surface. I mean, they all dropped being Republican, and now they're seeing, well, is it even better to be Democrat? No. And so most of them are going independent and right. just really trying to do the best they can. But it's hard to know what is real, especially when you're in that setting. So, but yeah, something's happening, and they're not one to be easily led or controlled. But they do, you know, look at all the information that's presented to them, and hopefully more and more will come to their attention so that they can, you know, really see what's happening.
Do you think the CIA has infiltrated the White House so much that it's almost a CIA operation?
It is a CIA operation at this point.
I mean, because we've seen the CIA has infiltrated Hollywood, okay? And that's almost a CIA operation. And you and I were having a conversation off air talking about the movies are actually telling us what they're going to do to us or what's going to happen. They can call it sci-fi, and then we kind of go, ooh. But we really don't believe it until it happens 3 years later, 5 years later, 10 years later, whatever. So we have a CIA operation in Hollywood. We're talking about a CIA operation in Washington as well.
Yeah, and really, you know, everything. All the power structures in this world have been infiltrated. Secret societies, the Mason, I mean, you name it, you know, starting from so far back.
And even to our religions.
Yeah, everything.
So we're really, aren't we, Laura, under a huge mass control, mind control?
Yeah, we are. And so instead of it causing fear, allow it to trigger the bounce back to the self and say, hey, let's start to go inward. Let's start to look at who we are. You know, I'm not here to promote fear. Yes, this stuff is going on, but let it be a trigger for positive change, transformation, calling your power back, and waking up on the inside. And that'll assist those that are lost in the game, that are stuck in the game, to, you know, get out of it, because there's a lot of, you know, well-intentioned people that need our help.
I have called this what we're viewing a theater. Okay.
It is a theater.
And the theater, it's really what part you play. And when you look at actors, they go and they say, okay, I'm going to play Batman. They play this Batman figure. And sometimes they play it so well, they actually think they're Batman. Okay. If they're good, they really think they're Batman. But when they take the suit off, then they realize, okay, I'm Joe, the normal actor. Okay. Is this kind of what's really going on in our world in a kind of a freak way, meaning that we are looking at a theater and Congress is a theater and the Senate is a theater and Hollywood's a theater. It's all a theater. Maybe we're in a theater within a theater. And if we kind of pull out of that, we can get our senses and get our guides to where to go.
Absolutely. I think everything is a theater. And the thing is, though, it's a theater where there's suffering, there's violence, there's murder, there's children being abducted.
Corruption.
It's to create this facade of a completely different news story with all that going on in the background, like behind the scenes backstage. And a lot of people are getting hurt to play this facade so that we are engaged in the news and in the stories. We sink down into fear and we're always in reaction with the school shootings, 9/11. And it is control. It's all control. None of what we see is real. None of the reasons why there's even wars are real.
Do you think they're pushing this? A lot of people say that the Illuminati is really after the money, and I really disagree with this. And the reason I do is because they already have the money.
Yeah.
So is this about some kind of major control, and maybe even something even deeper than that word?
It's to control us through the dollar. And then when the dollar crashes, what are they going to do? Put us in a different currency, which is the RFID chip or something like that. And the thing is, feminism is false. Racism is false. They create this whole thing so that we're happy that there's an African-American president. They create a feminist movement to think that women are being liberated. And it's all to play us so that we think that we're progressing as a society. But they've implanted this game. They've done it with the wars. And, and the last point you just made as well.
So let me ask you this. Here we are, we have this UFO agenda, this extraterrestrial, the technology is leaking into us. It's almost, you know, I find us, we're more in bondage this past 30, 40 years than we ever have been. I can go into a restaurant and I can see everybody on their iPad. I can see everybody that with their phones and they can't even look. There's no communication with anybody. There's no smiles anymore because they're all on this technology. So in my opinion, and of course I'm probably singled out here, we're in trouble. Do you think that very soon that this is going to change? People are going to wake up and say, you know, I'm entrapped, you know, with my technology. I'm entrapped with my theater and see a light to say, you know, I mean, nobody's reading books anymore. No, nobody's talking with anybody. Relationships are breaking down. You know, it's not even an email anymore. It's a text to tell you to screw off because they don't want to talk to you in real life and have some kind of communication. So this is not a good thing. Do you think that we're going to break through this, or do you think we're going to go deeper?
Well, that's my mission right there is to make sure that we do break through this. And, you know, technology is great in the sense that the internet has brought us all together, but it needs to be a launching pad so that we can start to develop our higher spiritual abilities, because the things that get transmitted through our phones and through all these electronics link us to the artificial intelligence systems that also connect to the chemtrails and the nanoparticles that are getting absorbed into our system.
Well,
so we don't even notice that this is happening, and we have to notice, because if you buy into the programming, everything that they're doing is going going to work. But if one can step away and find the truth within themselves, then the frequency is higher than all the games that they're playing, and we can actually start to crumble those agendas. But people have to be very wary of transhumanism and all these scientific technological breakthroughs, because they're dumbing us down.
Exactly. Well, the mass media is pushing our gadgets, okay? And these gadgets are really media masters, because they tell us what's going on. Today, this is what happened. Tomorrow, this is what's going to happen. The next day, this is what's going to happen. So we don't even use our own thoughts. We just look at the technology and say, oh, guess what's happening tomorrow? Guess what happened today? We're not using our own senses. We have no intuitions whatsoever. I mean, we do have them, but no one's using
right.
them. So we're being controlled by this. And is there some kind of spiritual awakening that you think is going to, and I've said this before, because nobody on radio shows even like to talk about spiritual. This is a spiritual thing, okay? So do you think there is something that is about ready to break out that people are going to say, you know, I don't know if I need all this technology. I mean, again, I'm not totally coming against the whole technology, but on the same token, we are addicted to it, and we can't function without it.
Right.
And I'm even a part of this. I do radio. I have to have my technology to get the radio program on. So I'm also a part of this. Do you think there's a time that this is going to break open, whether it's an EMP bomb or something that's going to change things? Something that's going to change us?
Well, you just described the distinction between the artificial timelines and the organic ascension timeline. Our spirit energy is something that's going to create an urgency in our nervous system. It's more powerful than anything else, and I think people are going to find that force within them starts to crack through, because everything else is actually an insult. It might play on our lower senses, it might play on our addictive natures, but there's a stopping point when something much deeper, like the will to survive, like the power of the human spirit, is going to step forth. That's why people are able to survive in the wilderness or go without food for days. There's a power within us that is so much stronger than all of this that I believe is definitely going to step forward, and it has to. And so I totally see that happening, and my work is all about encouraging that by, you know, standing strong with my partner, representing sacred union, a relationship that is going to work. It's all about family. It's all about cleaning up your own backyard and taking care of who you are as an individual, so that we can start to be examples in the world again, and that's what the leaders need to really show. Everything else is just propaganda and a bunch of nonsense, and it's not about perfection either. It's about being real and having integrity, and people use that word spiritual like it's so far removed. We're all spiritual beings.
Yes.
And it's about being conscious, not
yes.
unconscious. When we flip the switch and we're not unconscious and we become conscious, then we've awakened to our multidimensional spiritual nature. And it has nothing to do with religion. It has nothing to do with God being outside of us. It has to do with the totality of creation and the incredible power of unconditional love and wisdom that's inherent in creation and in nature.
Very well said.
Thank you.
Laura, will you give your website again?
It's cosmicgaiasophia.com.
If you want to get a hold of Laura, go to her website. She's been a wonderful guest. I've very much enjoyed having you on, and definitely will return, have you back again. So thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been wonderful.
I want to thank my guest, Laura Magdalene Eisenhower, for being on the show. An incredible interview. Sometimes these interviews are like almost breathtaking, and I'm sure many of the listeners are going, is this even possible? We don't make this up. These are off the charts when it comes to truth, because a lot of times you're not going to hear this in the national media. You're only going to hear this on places where people are absolutely telling the truth. So I want to thank her for coming on. It was a great interview. I've had her on before, and I'll have her back again. Next week, Roger Tulsis, he will be with us, and he believes the U.S. is being taken down by multinational corporations. Now, that's a mouthload. He is a Los Angeles private investigator. He specializes in electronic countermeasures. And he's going to be a very, very interesting interview for those of you that are understanding what's really going on. Again, this UFO Encounters Live takes down the veil. It takes down the background, the set, you might say, and brings the theater right out into the open. So stay with me for the weeks to come. I've got some great guests through the holidays, and we're going to have a great time. But until then, be aware of your surroundings, and good night.
You've been listening to Roddy McMullen. your watchman of the night skies on UFO Encounters Live. If you'd like to visit us during the week, log on to www.ufoencounterslive.com and make contact.